Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Thursday, the 8th of February. The sun is in Aquarius, ruled by Uranus. Plants are saying...
See?
Yeah, probably. The planets...
More assorted lunars.
And...
Even if you are traditionally the dig in your heels, it's my story. I'm sticking to it. Don't even try to get me to change my mind or you will be incredibly sorry type. Be aware. While the optimism or prospects being engendered by ongoing planetary activity will linger... For best results and, more importantly, the most available options or wiggle room, make a point of initiating actions or establishing those setups that back you, it, or them up structurally as soon as you possibly can. Also, consider, what did you say you wanted to accomplish? How did you say you wanted to accomplish it? These setups, your setups, merit special attention because in this climate you stand a reasonable chance of getting your druthers as long as you know what they are. Speaking of which, be liberal about looking under rugs, behind curtains, in mouths, etc., to satisfy yourself that all is as represented. It wouldn't be a stretch to discover that an assurance that was rock solid, or at least appeared that way, at the time it was given has run afoul of life as we know it.
Okay, signs particularly affected by the assorted lunars.
Aquarius, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Sagittarius.
Okay, and if one's birthday, the 8th of February.
The manner in which you decide to play your hand and manage your assorted alternatives regarding outstanding emotional health or business matters will make all the difference. While you cannot ordain which cards you are dealt, fortunately you have some, well, actually a great deal and probably more than you realize, influence over the ones you hold and the ones you put on the table.
Okay, do it. Tomorrow, Daily Planets.